an update in our ongoing series on NBAP. The risk of a pathogen release from the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility is practically zero. That's a new calculation by the Department of Homeland Security in a report made public earlier this month. Laura Ziegler, reporting for Harvest Public Media, has more.
The revised risk assessment says there's less than a 1% chance of a release of foot-and-mouth disease or other deadly pathogen to be studied at the lab. This number compares to a 70% chance in the original DHS report, according to an evaluation by the National Academy of Sciences. Congress has withheld future funding pending review of the updated DHS risk assessment. Vice President of Research at K-State Ron Truen, meanwhile, hopes this news will reassure opponents the lab is essential.
These foreign animal diseases will arrive in this country at some point, and this country has no capability to prepare for them.
The National Academy of Sciences is expected to release an evaluation of the new report in June.
That's Laura Ziegler reporting for Harvest Public Media.